I'm not very much into gaming, but recently I've taken up a little practice on my iPad. You see, my father lives in Southwest Florida, and he's getting very hard of hearing, and so we can't have telephone conversations anymore. So we have to do brief texts, and he's taken up playing Spider Solitaire. And so I agreed to play every day one game of Spider Solitaire, and he would, and I would text him my score, and he would text me his. I was feeling pretty good about this gaming opportunity, and because every time I finished the game, you know, you get this little box that gives you a report of how well you're doing, and the box would come up that I am the top player. I thought, well, this is really good. And then my father started sending me scores that were better than mine. So I thought, something's not right here. So I went to Danny, and I took him my iPad, and I said, how come this is doing this and he's still beating me? And he said, well, Monsignor, you have to go to your settings, and you have to check your settings and make sure that you're linked in with everybody else, not just playing solitaire against yourself. You see, if you play against yourself, of course you always win. You always have the top score. So he changed my settings. And all of a sudden, I'm not doing so well in the game. But changing my settings changed everything. And perhaps that is a great way to think about Advent. It's an opportunity to change our personal settings in life. You see, we're challenged and we're called to be more than just ourselves. And the call to action comes to us from the prophet Isaiah and from John the Baptist. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That is the call to action that we receive during the Advent season. And if our settings, like mine, are set wrong, then we're only preparing the way for me, not preparing the way for the Lord. You see, Advent calls us to stop worrying about ourselves, to stop putting ourselves first, to only be considering ourselves. Advent calls us to go beyond ourselves to prepare the way of the Lord. And if we truly are focused on preparing the way for the Lord, then automatically we will be in touch with our brothers and sisters. We will have an effect on other people's lives because it's there that one of the places that we meet the Lord is in our brothers and sisters. You see, we're called to respond to the invitation that St. Paul gave us today in our second reading. We need to welcome others as Christ welcomes us. We need to be willing to go beyond ourselves, to not worry about always figuring out how we can be on top, or worry about how much stuff we can collect to make our lives easier, or worry about our reputation and build ourselves up so others will think great of us. No, we need to spend the time and the energy being willing to think about others. And then, eventually, we learn how to think about preparing for the Lord with the choices of our life, the way we choose to live our life. And if we can do that, if we can move beyond ourselves, we can make the vision of the prophet Isaiah, which we heard tonight, come true. He talks about the wolf being the guest of the lamb. Now, in the world today, the wolf has the lamb for lunch. He isn't a guest. The calf and the young lion will browse together. That doesn't happen today. The cow and the bear will be neighbors. The baby shall play in the cobra's den. Those are naturally, in our world today, images of creatures who are opposed to each other. You see, the vision of Isaiah is that we are no longer opposed to each other as human beings. We are no longer opposed to creation around us. But because we are focused on the Lord and worrying about preparing the way of the Lord and not worrying about ourselves, this vision can come true in our world if we work at it. But it all goes back to making sure our settings are set correctly. Click it to prepare the way for the Lord, and turn off prepare the way for me.